The US President Joe Biden insists he's a devout Catholic, but he's facing a showdown with many of America's Catholic bishops over his support for abortion. Some are even asking the president not to take communion when he attends church this Easter. But the US President is also relying on the Catholic Church to support his more liberal approach to immigration, especially as a crisis brews on the border with Mexico. Emma Green covers religion for the US magazine The Atlantic. She's speaking here with Andrew West.
On the one hand, President Biden is one of the most visibly religious presidents the United States has had in some time. He is a devout Catholic. He carries around a rosary. He always talks about his love of the nuns. He attends Mass regularly and speaks openly about his faith. But there are also political troubles for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. When Joe Biden was elected president, they put out a statement that suggested a sort of ambivalence or anxiety, saying that on the one hand, it was wonderful to have a Catholic president, someone who stood for many of the things that the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops stands for, but also they felt troubled by the idea that a visibly Catholic president would support certain policies that are considered abhorrent by the Catholic Church, and the foremost among those is abortion. President Biden has advocated for the expansion of abortion rights, including potentially ending a ban on the use of tax dollars to fund abortions in the United States. And so the Catholic bishops have used communion as a way of sort of talking about or debating how they should deal with Joe Biden in public life.
In your piece for The Atlantic, you spoke to Archbishop Joseph Naumann. He's the one who speaks for the Catholic bishops on questions of abortion. Did he give Joe Biden a warning?
You know, he really has been firm. He has stated both to me and in public that he doesn't think the president should continue referring to himself as a devout Catholic. He has said that in his view, the president should not go and seek to receive communion because he is not in that state of compatibility with the church. He isn't in full communion with the church. And he has said that in the past, in his own archdiocese, in Kansas City, he has discouraged public officials, including one of the former governors of his state, from seeking communion because of this issue. So he really has taken a firm stance. And this is partially because he fears that if President Biden takes communion while supporting the expansion of abortion rights, it might lead some of his flock astray. It might be a confusing message for Catholics. So he's sort of one representative of the bishop's opinion in the United States.
Are the bishops in any way divided on this? If not their attitude to abortion, where I imagine they'd all sing from the same hymn sheet, pardon the pun, but are they divided at least on the approach, though, that they should take?
Absolutely. So we've seen unprecedented division that's spilling out into the open, out in public, among some of the top Catholic bishops in the United States. On Inauguration Day, when the president of the Bishops' Conference put out a sort of ambivalent statement about Joe Biden and his Catholic identity, one of Pope Francis's closest allies in the United States, Cardinal Supich, who's in Chicago, basically publicly condemned this letter of his own bishops' conference, his fellow bishop. So this was a really dramatic turn. And you see that there is a real split over the communion question in particular, because a number of the bishops, certainly the priest who is in charge at Holy Trinity Parish, where Joe Biden has been attending Mass, who I interviewed recently, they believe that using communion as a sort of carrot and stick, as a form of punishment for those who aren't in line with Catholic teaching or a form of enticement for politicians, is ultimately a misuse of the sacrament of communion, which is supposed to be an offering of closeness with God, a chance to become closer to Jesus.
That's Emma Green from The Atlantic magazine. You can hear more of that interview with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon, right here on RN.